Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Glennon Caldwell, who for many years was my minister, the man who led me to the Lord many years ago, and transformed my life. Glennon's grown older as I have, but he still has very fixed ideas and certainly a brilliant means of presentation. He's written a book recently called Religion and Politics. How do we correlate certainly the writings of Romans 13 with what's going on in the world today? I mean, we're certainly told to be subservient to the powers, and of course, that was something Adolf Hitler used. If you haven't read Erwin Lutzer's book, The Hitler's Cross, Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago, and certainly one of my favorite philosophers, he did a great job just talking about what life was like in Hitler's Germany, and how Hitler and his followers used Romans 13 and certainly the admonition there to enslave the people, to neutralize the church. And they did a wonderful job, but the Christians went right along with the Nazi tyranny because, of course, they simply quoted the scriptures. They knew how to manipulate the Christians just like they do today. Well, that's why this book is so vitally important and why we hope many of you will want to get Religion and Politics by Glennon Caldwell. Good morning, Glennon.
Yes, good morning, Stan.
Why don't you pick up the story here? Basically, why should Christians be involved in politics, and how do we deal with Romans 13? After all, we have to accept the validity of the scriptures. How could we simply not go along with all the things the government does, going over to Iraq and killing all those people and planning out a war with Iran and toppling all those countries over there in the Near East, the Middle East, and turning over the Muslim Brotherhood? How could we object to that if we're told to be subservient to government? You pick up the story.
All right, Stan. Romans 13 does pose some difficulties, but I think the point is that portions of scripture have always been perverted and quoted to suit the individual. And my book really approaches Romans 13, I believe, intelligently and accurately. There are some problems in interpretation, but I think one can read my book and follow it and see Romans 13 in relation to the type of government that we have here in the United States. And it really makes sense and puts some responsibility on the people of faith to follow those instructions. I've pastored for over 50 years, and I those years, I've been deeply concerned that people of faith, that Christians are not actively involved in politics or in government. We should steer clear of politics because people say it's dirty and Christians ought not be involved. But it's interesting that politics, the word politics, means the art and science of government. And people can pervert the scriptures and people can corrupt politics and government as well. And so we need to look at the politics from the better and accurate point of view and be involved in our country. And so that's what this book is all about, an effort to present the truth and inspire and convince people of faith to really be involved and take back our country and government.
Well, I agree with you totally, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we need to get God back in America, and ladies and gentlemen, if we don't, we're going to lose this country. But the only way this is going to happen is that Christians are going to take positions of leadership instead of letting someone else do it. We need people of moral integrity in positions in government, and we need to get back to what religion was really all about, and recognizing God for who he is. Without his blessing, we would not have this wonderful country. And now, of course, because our leaders have taken religion out of government, then we wonder why it is our kids are killing other kids and raping and pillaging, and why our politicians lie and there's no such thing as integrity, and why we go from war to war to war. And of course, war is a means of destroying nations. And our politicians say one thing, they do another. We need men of integrity who fear God and government. Glenn, what do we do with Romans 13? Now, Romans 13 tells us we have to be subservient to government. So why would politicians be, why would Christians want to get involved in politics when we're told to be subservient?
Well, Romans 13, verse 1 says that we are to be subject to governing authorities and emphasizes that all authority is from God. But one needs to consider that in the light of verse 3, where we're told that rulers are to be a terror to evil. And furthermore, in verse 4, that he is God's minister to you for good. And you complement verse 1 with those qualifications, and I think that sheds an entirely different light and reveals to us when the individual is really exercising the authority of God. And perhaps the most important thing, rather than getting involved in an extreme interpretation, one needs to look at verse 1 in relationship to the government and the political system in the United States. What is the source of authority, governing authority in the United States? Well, the answer comes in the very preamble introducing our Constitution that says we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, and goes ahead to say the things that
we want. Hold that thought, Glenn. We'll be back in a moment here.
If you own a... We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I began in 6:11 with simply talking about what is the source of authority. And basically, First Romans 13 talks about we are to be submit to the authority. Where does the authority come from in our form of government? Remember, we have a unique form of government, unlike any that has ever existed before in the history of mankind, because our form of government is based upon the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and the Constitution was written to limit the power of the government over our lives. The Constitution was written to limit the power of government over our lives so men could be free. Now, they don't teach that in schools today. Our ministers don't tell us that. Certainly our publications, the mass media doesn't tell us that. They keep telling us we're a democracy and or a democratic republic. No, we're not. There's not one word about democracy in our Constitution or the Bill of Rights or certainly our Declaration of Independence. There's not one of the constitutions of the 50 states that says anything about democracy. All of them say we're a republic. When we pledge allegiance to the flag, it's for the republic for which it stands. And as Glennon points out so well in his book, how does our Constitution begin? We, the people of the United States, the sovereignty in America originates with the people, with the free people. Nobody ever talks about that, and that is what we are to be subservient to. Go right ahead, Glennon.
All right, that really gives us the key point of my book, and that is that we, the people, are responsible. We have the governing authority. The Declaration of Independence says that this authority is, the exact quote, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So our elected representatives only are executing the authority of the people, and they have a delegated authority, and we have a procedure, an outline, whereby if they do not properly carry out and execute that representation, there's a process to remove them, and if they govern properly, they can be reelected. But a real problem, as I point out, referring maybe to the quote of the founder and the president of Wall Builders, who I quote in the preface, saying that there are 60 million people who would be classified as evangelical Christians in the United States, that 20 million of those are not even registered or were not registered to vote in the 2008 election. And of the 40,000 who are or who were registered, only 20,000, pardon me, 20 million, only 20 million of those actually voted. And so the whole point is that when we look at the terrible condition, the excesses of our government, and the application, the misapplication of the First Amendment, for example, we have permitted this as we, the people, and have not exercised our governing authority. And so the book is written to inspire and encourage Christians, to inspire the people of faith, not only evangelical Christians, but other people of faith, to become involved and exercise their responsibility. And so we have to get back to the point, and I emphasize this again and again, that we mourn the conditions that prevail in our country, the corruption, the excesses, and really the responsibility is ours. This is not excusing those excesses, but simply assuming and accepting the responsibility that we have permitted failing to exercise our God-given authority. And my book very clearly gives a practical explanation of how Christians can be involved. We cannot escape the responsibility of politics. Even registering and voting is a political act. And we need to step up and take the responsibility and be committed to the faith.
And that's absolutely right. Christians have to be involved, or they have to be either run for office or back people who run for office. And basically, yeah, there may be a rigging of the voting machines. There may be stuffing of the ballot boxes. But if all the Christians were involved, why, of course, we could overcome the fact that they register all the people from the graveyard, and they bring in illegal immigrants to vote and put in fraudulent names. But if all the Christians were involved, well, why, we are the vast majority, but the Christians are sitting on the sidelines. So many of them saying, we just have to be subservient. And besides that, you know, we're getting down to the Super Bowl or some other thing, you know, The Voice, or, you know, the Biggest Loser. Well, I'll tell you what, if we lose America, we will be the biggest losers of all time. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But this book is well done. And the idea, of course, that when Romans 13 is talking about subservient to the ruling powers, it is that the American people who are the ruling power. At least that's how it should be in this country. And, of course, the authority for the government came from the people, and as it says in the Declaration of Independence, and governments are instituted among men to fulfill this concept of talking about this government created by God. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to fulfill this, why, of course, governments are instituted among men with the consent of the governed, is to fulfill the fact that we are a nation that has God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Christians can't sit back, because, believe me, the forces of evil are out there, and they want to take away our freedom. And they have, and we can see this in election after election after election. And now, for the first time in many years, we have a man who is actually having an impact across America. Ron Paul actually is considerably ahead of all the other candidates here in Iowa. Why? Because the good people are out there, and they're putting in telephone calls, they're handing out flyers, They're coming up with money, and Ron Paul, the last count was 3 points above, I believe it was Mitt Romney was the leader. And actually, a recent poll in the New York Times, surveying 10 other polls, gave Ron Paul a 52% of the vote in Iowa. That is, of course, more than all the rest of the other candidates put together. What are you out there in the audience doing to help him? He's going to be vilified and crucified and attacked and pointed out he's not a dynamic speaker. He's not a dynamic speaker, but listen to what he has to say, because it makes sense, and he loves America. I've known him for 40 years. He's a man of integrity. Well, we need men of integrity, and you have a chance to make a difference if you out there in the listening audience have the courage to be involved. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Love to hear from you. And this is a very, very important book. It's called Religion in Politics. And it gives you sort of this feeling of hope that we don't have to be bound down by the philosophies that Adolf Hitler espoused. Oh, we're to be subservient to government? No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the source of power in this government. But if we abrogate that power, then we deserve to be slaves. Well, Glennon said this was the major point. I mean, you covered a lot of other things. What are some of the other important issues covered in your book?
Well, one of perhaps the most significant areas that I cover is the authority of the scriptures in directing our actions. We have been enslaved to the lie that the Bible prohibits our involvement in politics, and that nothing could be further from the truth. You go back to the Old Testament to begin, and you find Moses confronting the king, confronting Pharaoh, and he does so very actively. That is a significant part of the Old Testament, and Moses, the greatest figure of the Old Testament outside of God himself. And then there are all of the prophets. All of the prophets at one point or another challenge the excesses of government authority, of the kings who were reigning and battled against the corruption of the day that they faced, much like today. But then we go into the New Testament, and as many Christians say, no, Jesus didn't permit activity in politics, that the Apostle Paul prohibited it, and so on and so forth. And again, we find an emphasis and a continuing allegiance to the lie. And, for example, one could look at John the Baptist, who would confront Herod and say, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And, of course, that would ultimately cost him his head. But he was faithful to challenge the king whenever he was corrupt and acted wrongly. The New Testament admonishes us to pray for those who are in authority, and I suggest that if we were not to be concerned with politics or government, then we would not be admonished to pray. Why would you pray for something that, and then you turn around and you're uninvolved and not interested in it? Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And again, that emphasizes involvement. We are admonished in Romans 13, for example, to pay our taxes. And again, this is involvement in government. Would it ever be suggested that we should support something that is corrupt. And so there is absolutely no basis to restrict the individual from being involved actively in the affairs of government. After all, this is one of the most important and significant parts of our society, and when we refuse to exercise influence and control in this area, we have delivered all of the authority and then ultimate enslavement over to the devil himself. And so we need to give that part attention as well, Stan.
I agree with you totally, and I think that people have to be involved and understand that what happens, we are responsible for. And people can sit back and bemoan our lot. But today there is a great awakening in America. There's a group of evil people who've been running our country and using the military and financial power of America to bring about a one-world government, to raise living standards in other countries, establish dictatorship, and lower the living standards here. Are you concerned? Give us a call.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand here at the American Network. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We've had several other books on this subject, but this is by far the best one And I'm indebted to Glennon for writing it. Glennon, do you have a web page or something by which people get in touch with you?
No, I do not have a web page. I do have an email and can be contacted through that. I could give that. My email address is Glennon. What? My email address is Glennon. G-L-E-N-N-O-N-C. That's G-L-E-N-N-O-N-C at sbcglobal.net. Glennon, G-L-E-N-N-O-N-C at sbcglobal.net. And I would be delighted to be contacted and respond to any question that the listeners might have regarding this book and my views.
All right, well, who do we have calling in? Somebody's calling in.
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Kevin out here in Colorado. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I kind of had a message for your listening audience, and I actually have a question for your guest, but I'll kind of go with the message first. You know, I've taken an oath of the Constitution, and I've served this country, and what you guys are talking about today, being subservient to the government, I kind of want to say something out there to all the people who serve constituents, military, law enforcement, government, what have you, that are listening. Upholding your oath and being subservient to the government, the oath we take has both in it. And you have a choice to make with some of this new legislation that's passed that allows people to detain Americans indefinitely without charge or trial. When it comes down to that, you guys have a decision to make, and serving the Constitution and the rights of the people to protect their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is going to be the most important decision you could ever make. And, you know, if you're threatened with, if you don't do this, oh, we'll throw you in jail, what have you, you know, just remember one thing, that Lord said not to fear not those who kill the body, and they can lock you up, they can throw you away, and this and that, you know, they can't kill your soul. Stand up for what you believe in, and stand up for this country when it comes down to push the shove. There's a conspiracy against God, and God has an agenda, and I don't think there's any fixing what's already occurred right now. I mean, I think if we did fix anything, it'd be temporary. But just know you can still stand up for what's right.
God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas. And I agree with everything you say. There is a conspiracy against God, but we have to stand up and push it.
And I did have a question for your guest, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go ahead.
L.B. Bork wrote a book called The Red Amendment, and he mentioned in there about in the writings of the 14th Amendment, about voting being an act of rebellion or insurrection against the government. And I'll hop off here and let your guest answer. Want to know what he thinks about that. Thank you, Dr. Stan, and God bless.
And you, too. Have a wonderful Christmas. Glennon, I'm not acquainted with what he was speaking of. Are you?
No, I really am not acquainted with that. But there seems to be the tendency that permission or responsibility to rebel against government. I believe this is the Declaration of Independence. This is from the founders, that whenever any form of government becomes a problem or destructive to the ends that were set forth in the Declaration, it says specifically that it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. I don't know, and I don't think that really speaks directly to what your caller was asking, but the whole point is that we do have an orderly process by which perverted leaders can be removed. And can there be disobedience. I suspect that the Constitution, if it's violated, I'm just not going to get into that, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a essay up in the internet today. It's apparently two four-star Marine generals have written an op-ed piece for the New York Times, saying this idea that the military is now to begin arresting people accused of terrorism. Of course, we're not quite sure what terrorism is. Is that somebody who doesn't like the administration or objects to its fascist policies? But anyway, anybody accused of terrorism, and hold them indefinitely without a right of habeas corpus, without a court hearing. The military is to do that for the administration, and these two four-star Marine generals say this is a violation of America and everything we stand for. And if they're willing to risk their reputations, their careers, to say that, are you willing to say it? There are people in government who want a dictatorship. Understand that. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. This 0.1% that run America, indeed run the world, and you've heard me speak so frequently of them, you know who they are, and if you don't, shame on you, you haven't read my book Brotherhood of Darkness or read my newsletters about the Trilateralists and the Bilderbergers and the CFR and the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Club of Rome, and the names are all there, and they control the presidents, and don't for one minute think that Barack Obama runs our country. He's told what to do. Incidentally, his new chief of staff's a fellow named William Daley, who just by chance happened to come from J.P. Morgan Chase. And the people who control the president always come from the Brotherhood of Darkness. And the president and the vice president usually do, too. This is an unusual administration, but then Barack Obama is a very unusual individual. He attended Columbia for 4 years and graduated, and nobody ever saw him there. Most amazing thing. Well, anyway, our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest, Glennon Caldwell, his book, Religion and Politics, and it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And it's a very important book. In fact, Glenn has written several books which we have carried in the past, but I think this is by far the most important because it's something so applicable today, especially moving into the election season. A man running for president who is really quite important. We'll be right back. 877-254-7575.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Our guest, Glennon Caldwell. Glennon, what are some of the other thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Shane, we haven't dealt with the First Amendment and what is called the separation of church and state, and perhaps this is maybe the biggest lie that has been foisted upon us and misapplied. And I deal with the First Amendment and the separation of church and state, so-called, quite thoroughly in the book. For example, the part they call the Establishment Clause, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And I emphasize there that that statement is included in the Constitution out of a background that came from Europe. The people in this country, the early founders, came out of that particular background. For example, the Mayflower Compact, those who first came to settle, they, in their compact, include the words to combine ourselves together in a civil body politic. And you go right along with the words of George Washington and Madison and Abraham Lincoln and so on all through our history. And there is that background, that Christian background, and the emphasis upon the fact that there is an allegiance to God and God's leadership ought to be followed. But today they have violated the second part of that statement, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, which had absolutely nothing to do with allegiance to God. But the statement goes ahead to say, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And when they say to a student that they can't refer to Jesus or the Bible or even to say the word amen or whatever, that this is a violation of the establishment, well, that's hogwash, speaking very plainly. And what is happening is they are prohibiting the free exercise of religion. When they talk about the wall of separation and that these things cannot be done. And it's so important for us to recognize that. And maybe getting back to the words of our caller, we need to be active in opposition to such a view as that. Pastors ought to be speaking out in the pulpit. Christians ought to be taking a stand wherever they are, whether it's in a school, whether it's in the church pulpit, or whether it's on the streets in the day or whatever. We should be speaking up for God and challenging the authority of those elected representatives who are exceeding their responsibility to we, the people. And I think it's important to notice that they have perverted the religious section of the First Amendment, but the First Amendment goes ahead to speak to the freedom of the press, and the freedom of the press has absolutely, in their application, has absolute application. And then in the freedom of speech is absolute, including burning the flag or all kind of speech. And it's amazing that the secularists in their interpretation, the atheists in their interpretation, make those two freedoms absolute. But when it comes to the exercise of religion, they suddenly limit that. And Christians need to, and people of faith of all sorts ought to be standing up and making their voices known, and even challenging and violating, if need be, those in exercising the freedom of their religion.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe there's a conspiracy against God, turn on your television set and look for a television program that presents a Christmas story. Listen for the Christmas songs that deal with Jesus Christ. Know how they've substituted. Have a happy holiday for Merry Christmas. The people in charge hate Jesus Christ because they know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And these people want a dictatorship. They control the mass media. Yes, we'll have a few independent stations like this, but the major television networks are controlled by people who, well, their vision of Christmas is they're going to show the Ten Commandments and the story of Moses, having nothing to do with Christianity. Once you understand there's a conspiracy against God, against Christianity, then you can begin to understand what's going on today. And this is why this book, Glennon has written, I believe is vitally important. It's called Religion and Politics. It should be so obvious that the people who are in the Supreme Court, who changed our fundamentals of this nation, were intent upon destroying the religious foundation of this nation. And if we don't get God back in America, we're going to lose America. And this is the reason our whole system is breaking down, and children are killing children, and violence is spreading across our land. I think we're going to see more in the way of violence in this coming year. Get involved. Get informed. Help us inform others. Glennon, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for writing your book, Religion and Politics.
Yes, Stan, thank you for having me on the air. And God bless you and have a wonderful, blessed Christmas.
And I hope you do as well. God bless you, Glennon. Thanks. Thanks for bringing me to the Lord almost 50 years ago. Bye-bye.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
garage.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Dan, and people, if you want to get Southern book, call Religion and Politics. Telephone numbers are 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabus has come with each of the talks. That's the dark secret, the forbidden secret. I think the talk on the world revolution that concludes my interview with Ambassador Smith, Earl T. Smith, who is a billionaire who I interviewed in Miami, Florida. I came up with Palm Beach, Florida many years ago, 30 years ago now. And he just will tell you, you'll hear him say, the State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. I knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew, I told him, Fidel Castro was a communist. But we brought Fidel Castro to power. And, of course, we're bringing communists to power all throughout the world. We install ruthless dictators. We install the wicked Ayatollahs over there in Iran, part of a long-range plan for the coming war with the Muslim world, and whether it'll be with Iran or all the Muslim nations. I don't know how this is going to line up, but they do. They planned it going back to 79 when the CIA had financed the Ayatollah Khomeini for many years, kept him in Paris, and then flew him over to be installed in Iran in 1979 after we toppled the Shah. Nothing happens by accident, ladies and gentlemen. As President Roosevelt said in politics, if it happened, it was planned the way. And now we're in the process of toppling all of those countries over there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to continue unless we get Ron Paul in. Get involved. Donate your time, your effort. Start calling people. Start talking. Get them to listen to our programs and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. And get them to read my book and listen to my talks. You may also want to get our talk on the best enemy money could buy, the DVD, The World Revolution. We also offer David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, and read what he says about the secret cabal he works with, intent upon building a new international order. Conspiring with others, are his words, conspiring with others to bring about a new, more integrated international order. And if that's the charge, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, page 405, and then he tells how they're building up the economy of the rest of the world. And he said, what would other people have done? Our critics, well, I wouldn't have destroyed America and sent 8 million jobs overseas and impoverished our people and have almost over a quarter of the people with home mortgages underwater and whole cities are being destroyed. And it's going to get a lot worse with this next war that's coming unless the American people have the courage to take a stand and do it now. Well, we're not going to be with you tomorrow, so this is the time when I want to tell you that there's a reason for this season, and it's Jesus Christ. And this is simply not a holiday season. This is when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Because if the Bible isn't true, then there is no hope for America. There's no hope for the world. And life is senseless. We're born, we live, and we die. No, ladies and gentlemen, there is purpose for life. This is the time when we worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful and glorious Christmas season, and we'll be with you again next time. Until then, Now,
you're listening to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360, Johnstown, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's